Welcome to Driven to Business with your host, Eddie Mayfield. Driven to Business is a business forum program that focuses on success principles in business. And now, it's time for Driven to Business.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Driven to Business. I'm Eddie Mayfield. We're here every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock right here on Atlanta's Biz 1190. By the way, streaming live on biz1190.com and podcast on eddiemayfield.com and on iTunes. Here on Driven to Business, we like to talk about a variety of topics, most of them related to business, some of them rather a long relation to business, but all related to business. Our guest today is a very interesting guest. Our guest today is Dr. Matthew John. Dr. John is with the Hand and Foot Clinic in Marietta. I got that totally wrong. You're with the Foot and Ankle Clinic in Marietta. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got the wrong body parts here. I apologize, doctor.
Not a problem.
I had it written down because I have a note here about a doctor I was going to tell you about, a friend of mine, Dr. Hand. And I read that when I started talking to you. Dr. John, before we talk about the practice of medicine and your practice out there in Marietta in particular, I'm just curious. I have a lot of friends that are doctors, and I'm always interested in what got them into that career. What made you decide to do that for a career?
Well, I came from a family of doctors, and I've got cousins and uncles and people in the family who are doctors, and so the field of medicine always intrigued me, and I guess as a young age you wanted to live up to some of your older siblings or older cousins and so forth, and so in looking at different fields within medicine and I actually had a friend who went the route of the foot and ankle doctor, and I respected him and looked into it and kind of looked at the facts of I didn't want to necessarily be waking up at 2 a.m. delivering a baby and didn't want to have projectile vomit on me with a little kid or having to do other things. And so when I looked into podiatry and especially foot and ankle surgery, it seemed very interesting to me and gave me at least a 5-day week with my weekends free for the family. And so that's what is the best benefit, I guess, of my profession right now.
I guess when I was when I just got married and we began having children, I used to, what you just said there, I used to, and my wife had her doctors that we used with the children when she was having the babies. And I used to think then, man, and I would talk to these guys, it's like they never sleep. It's like, the guy said, in fact, one of her doctors told me, said, I haven't made it through a movie in years. He said, every time I'm in there, the beeper goes off. I said, yeah, these women have babies all hours of the day and night.
Yeah, and I've got a cousin who's a cardiologist, and, she can be at the hospital till 2 a.m. on, some days, and it's just not quite exactly what I wanted for my life. And again, I applaud all those people who do it, and it's just something that I chose, that I wanted something a little bit different. So,
Doctor, most of us, as you probably know, you're from a medical family and all that, but you probably know most of us are not. And most of us, when we're around medical clinics and things like that, it's almost like we're on a foreign planet. And we're being told to do things we're not comfortable with doing. I know I was at a foot doctor and not too long ago, and the guy said, I'm sitting down and talking to me. He said, look, I'm going to shave some stuff off your foot. He pulls out a scalpel. I'm like, you're going to what? He said, don't worry. It's not going to hurt. But it's just something about having a guy at your foot with a knife in his hand. You're thinking, wait a minute, what are you about to do here?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. It's a challenge because, here I am. I do it every day. You get used to it, and you're thinking, oh, it's no big deal. But for the person who's never seen anything of any type of treatment, you pull out a big scalpel or a big nail nipper or a needle that's about to go in your foot, and then the person sitting in the chair is probably going to be a little bit more apprehensive than I am, so I've got to make sure I kind of get the patient's comfortable in those
situations. Yeah, I just want you to explain yourself. Just tell me what you're about to do. That's all. I'm okay with it. Just tell me what you're about to do.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, that's, it's nowadays with the internet and people knowing a lot more as far as medical procedures and so forth, and I'd say half of them all look up on the internet before they come in and see me for, some problem. But as long as I explain it, especially with the kids, I see a lot of ingrown toenails with kids. And, you know, it's a little tough when you tell a 12-year-old, I'm about to stick a needle on your big toe, and, you know, and I want you to stay still. And so you have to really kind of, you know, get them a lot more comfortable than just the quick in and out and be done with it. So.
Doctor, when I was a little boy, and Mom would take me to the doctors. I'm in my mid 60s. Put a little time frame on that. But when I was a little boy, we would go to doctors, and you would walk in. And there was always this needle sterilizer in there boiling away, you know, because they reuse the same needles all the time. And it used to terrify me to go in and just hear those needles bubbling over there. And I knew, and sometimes the doc in these small communities where we lived, I knew the doctors outside of their practice. I knew who they were. I knew them. They weren't strangers to me. But man, something about just being in there, it honestly is like being in another planet. And even as an adult now, I'm not particularly afraid of needles. It doesn't bother me. But it's just you go in there and it's totally an alien environment to anything we're used to. You know, there are a lot of people, Dr. John, out there that. A lot of young people that think being a doctor is a great career, and it is. But for those that are considering that, if you run across somebody at church or somewhere else that's thinking about becoming a doctor, what do you tell them?
Well, for one, you know, you definitely want to become a doctor because you want to, you know, do that type of a service for people, and that's, you know, your passion, so to speak. You don't want to do it to get rich or, you know, have a certain lifestyle. Although, you know, it is a pretty well financially, you know, paying profession, it is definitely not without the hard work. So, you know, it takes a lot of studying, a lot of good grades, and a lot of long hours, you know, trying to prepare to get to that final point. So I'd say, you know, anybody who wants to pursue a profession of becoming a doctor, whether it be, you know, a family physician or a surgeon or anything along those lines, it's definitely takes somebody dedicated. And you got to put your mind to it and just go for it, and it's definitely doable. But it definitely is not a quick and easy route.
I think the advice you're giving there probably applies to every profession. You know, I interviewed Isaac, and I had a young man on the program here some time ago that had was actually a school teacher and sort of an aspiring musician, and then he ended up out in Vegas as part of a pretty popular Vegas program called the Million Dollar Quartet. Very talented guy. And I kind of joke with him about, you know, you just lucked into that. But of course, he did not luck into that. It's taken hours and hours and hours of practice on his part and so forth to become that good musically. It's the same thing. It's a lot of hard work. And I think no matter what profession it is, anybody.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, you know, and it feels good. It feels like, you know, there's definitely a sense of being accomplished. Once you're finally done with all your school, you know, I mean, you have to literally, you know, mind you, become a doctor nowadays. I mean, you've got 4 years of undergraduate training, which, you know, where you get your bachelor's degree. And then following that, then you've got 4 years of medical school, and when you come out your medical degree. And then typical doctor, whether they're, you know, a surgeon or a foot doctor or anybody, is pretty much about 3 to 5 years on average for residency training. So, you know, and then only after residency training can you actually say, okay, I'm ready to start my practice. So it's a long journey, but it's definitely doable for those who really put their mind to it.
I do think that one of the things that any young person that aspires to be a doctor, which of course is a noble, noble calling to do that, is I think to point out to them, you know, you're looking at 8 or 9 years of education here, and not easy education. This is all very difficult, and you better be prepared to sort of put your nose to the grindstone and make that happen before you think of something else. Doctor, what's the most rewarding of being a doctor? You sort of alluded to it already a little bit, I think, but just as being a doctor in a small practice, what's the most rewarding part of that for you?
Well, for me, especially in my particular practice, you know, most of my patients are coming in with some type of ailment or foot pain or something that is bothering them, and you know, the vast majority, I can get them back to their normal activity, and they, you know, there's that satisfaction of, you know, correcting their problem and helping kind of get their body to heal itself. And of course, you know, like anything else, we're only doctors, you know. We kind of help facilitate God's creation and just try to, you know, get the body to heal. But that's probably the most rewarding, that when somebody can walk in with, you know, limping, and then they can eventually, you know, after, you know, a week or 2 weeks, or, you know, sometimes with surgery, you know, several months, they can get back to normal activity and are pretty happy with, you know, not having that foot or ankle ailment.
I think that would be extremely rewarding to help somebody. In our business, Doctor, I'm in the electronic motor drive business, which is something most people don't know nothing about whatsoever, unless you're around it. I always tell somebody, will say, "Well, I don't know what you do," and I say, "Well, then you're not a prospect. You know, if you don't know, if you don't know what we do, so I don't worry about it." But you know, we go into broken machines, broken industrial type machines, and diagnose what's wrong, how come that machine's not working, and then when we leave there, it's making whatever product they're trying to make, where it's paper or plastic or whatever it is that they're making. And when we leave there, and